follow me all the days of my life. We've looked at the assurance of that statement, the assurance that is the tone of the entire 23rd Psalm. We've looked at the goodness of God. And everywhere we go in our life, there is the goodness of the Lord. Now we come to mercy. Goodness and mercy. Mercy, I believe, is a branch of God's goodness. It's His compassion toward us, which of course is amazing when you consider our sinful condition. It's God stooping. For God to show mercy to you and I, He has to stoop. He has to stoop down to our level. I'm not saying He becomes our level, but He stoops down to our level. And mercy, the primary meaning of mercy is He holds back. He restrains the wrath that we deserve. Even when God chastens us severely, there's mercy in it. Amen. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. He would destroy us. But He holds back. He always does. He's merciful to us. He's merciful to the lost. He's merciful to the wicked and to the ungodly. Amen. People say all the time, I don't understand why God doesn't just strike them dead, because He's merciful. He's merciful. We ought to thank God that He is. Amen. So I want to consider some of the characteristics of God's mercy. The characteristics, of course, would line up with the characteristics of who He is. If God is sovereign, His mercy is sovereign. If God is holy, His mercy is holy. If God is good, and His mercy is good. God is great. And we cannot conceive how great He is, just as Brother Larry was talking about heaven. I always think about that. Go to prepare a place for you. You think of creation. 6 days. 6 days. He created. He's been preparing this place ever since He left. You can't even begin to imagine. But I promise you, it will exceed thousands and thousands and thousands of times creation. I mean, that's just beyond comprehension. Got a little off track there, but God is great. His mercy is great. We're told that over and over. Book of Numbers, chapter 14. And the 18th verse. The Lord is long-suffering. This also goes along with His mercy. And of great mercy. He's of great mercy. Some of the things He does in mercy is He forgives iniquity and transgression. He doesn't clear the guilty, but He visits the iniquity of fathers upon the children. Even that unto the third and fourth generation, but in it all, He's merciful. He's merciful. His mercy is great. Psalm 57. Psalm 57. And verse 10. For Thy mercy is great unto the heavens. Again, you and I cannot comprehend the heavens. We can't comprehend the vastness of that space. But His mercy is great unto the heavens. The expanse of His mercy is incomprehensible. Psalm 103, verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, and I believe the heaven here is referring to where God is, His throne. Once again, who can measure that distance? So great is His mercy. So great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Those who are aware of His mercy will fear Him, will reverence Him. You and I should never, ever complain. We do. God forgive us. But we should never complain about whatever it is we have to endure, because God's merciful to us. We should have to endure a lot more, whatever it is. And you and I have both seen people who have endured tremendous pain, but not what they deserve. God is merciful. Psalm 145:8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. So His mercy is great. How great? As great as He is. It's plenteous. It's abundant. Psalm 86 and verse 5. Psalm 86, verse 5. For Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. What a wonderful statement, ready to forgive. Plenteous in mercy. Plenteous in mercy. Plenteous means that He has more than enough mercy. Psalm 103 and verse 8. Psalm 103, verse 8. We're going to have a lot of scriptures, but you can't do better than scripture. The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Yes, He's merciful, but He's plenteous in mercy. We see the same thing in 1 Peter 1, verse 3, that God's mercy is abundant. And being plenteous and abundant is often spoken of in the Word of God in the plural. Every verse we've read so far, it's in the singular, but it includes all of His mercy. But many times it's mercies. It's mercies. 2 Samuel chapter 24. 2 Samuel 24. Verse 14. Notice Gad's in a great strait, and he says, "Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for His mercies are great." No better place to fall than the hand of the Lord, for His mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. Psalm 119, verse 156, we see His mercies. Psalm 145, verse 9, we see His mercies. Isaiah 54, verse 7, His mercies. Lamentations 3, let's turn there. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23. In verse 22, it says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." That's true of every one of us. "Because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning." His mercies and His compassions are new every morning. Daniel 9, verse 9, Daniel's praying, and he mentions the mercies of God. His mercy is rich, which goes along with the fact that it's plenteous, it's abundant. Ephesians 2, verse 4, we've preached from this several times, one of my favorite passages. The first three verses describes the depravity of man, and then verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. What a statement. God is rich in mercy. His mercy is of multiplicity. It varies. In Psalm 5 and verse 7, Psalm 5, verse 7. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. In the multitude of thy mercy. Every one of us today entered into the house of God in the multitude of His mercy. He has shown us multitudes of mercy throughout the week. And we come into His house because we have been the recipients of the multitudes of His mercy. His mercy is manifold. His mercy is diverse. It's various. Nehemiah chapter 9 and the 9th verse. Nehemiah 9, verse 9. Verse 19. For thou in thy manifold mercies. Manifold mercies, diverse mercies. Not all mercies the same. It's manifold mercies, plural. Forsookest them not in the wilderness. They deserve to be, but He didn't. The pillar of cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light in the way wherein they should go. The manifold mercies of God. His mercy, of course, just the very word would imply that His mercy is tender, it is sympathetic, it is benevolent. In Luke chapter 1, verse 78. You see, people who get angry with God because things didn't work how they think they should work have no understanding of their own depravity, nor do they have any understanding of the mercy of God. But Luke 1, verse 78, through the tender mercy of our God, the tender mercy of our God. Again, it's sympathetic. God restrains what we deserve because He has a sympathy toward us. He has a tenderness toward us. And the psalmist says here in Psalm 23 that God's mercy is everywhere He goes. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. His mercy is attributed to salvation. The book of Titus, chapter 3 and verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. According to His mercy. There's the grace of God in salvation. There is the mercy of God in salvation. His mercy is enduring. Will not endure forever for the lost person, the one who dies without Christ, day the lost person takes their final breath, there's no more mercy. But for you and I that are saved, we see over and over in Scriptures His mercy endureth. Several of the Psalms address that fact. Notice in Psalm 106, verse 1, the simple statement, "For He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." You see the same thing, Psalm 107, verse 1, "For His mercy endureth forever." The first four verses of Psalm 118, we read those same words, "His mercy endureth forever, His mercy endureth forever, His mercy endureth forever." Read the same thing in verse 29. But then if you go to Psalm 139, if you were to read that entire Psalm, 24 verses, I'm sorry, Psalm 136. Every verse, every single verse, you read those words. Every verse closes with those words, "For His mercy endureth forever." 26 times, "His mercy endureth forever." And right before that, every verse says, "Oh, give thanks unto God for, because His mercy endureth forever." We ought to thank God every day that He's merciful. We ought to thank God every day that His mercy follows us. I mean, what a wonderful statement. Surely goodness and mercy so follow me all the days of my life. And He says that with the utmost assurance. Don't misunderstand. It doesn't mean that God does not punish sin. He does. But He's always merciful. He's always merciful. There were times that I thought, growing up, this is my last day. Dad's going to kill me. And I'm sure there were times he felt like it, but he never did. Because there was always some mercy. There's always some mercy. And so it is with the Lord. This, of course, it's almost blasphemous to even compare. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank You. We do thank You, Lord, that You're merciful. We thank You, Lord, that Your mercy does follow us everywhere we go. We just thank You, Lord, for Your mercy. And we do pray for the lost here today that You would be merciful unto them. Lord, that You'd save their soul this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.